Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you for joining me today for Faith of Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in this walk of faith, encouraged in this process, encouraged in the things that God is going to do in your life and how he is allowing your now to get you ready for your tomorrow and the things that he's going to do in your life. When God calls an individual of a family or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. And when he does get the glory out of them, many lives are saved, changed, it happens, and he gets the glory in the earth through you because of your obedience and your faith. I love it because God is able to cause that process, that place of our making, to build us up in our most holy faith, to cause our faith to be that which remains, to that which is more precious than silver and gold. That God calls us, our faith, to be that which endures no matter what happens, that we believe the report of the Lord, that we stand in faith in the word of God, knowing that God is faithful and that he will do exactly what he said. No matter what happens in our life, no matter what we face, we know he's with us. He won't forsake us. He's there always, and he will walk us through what we're going through. We're going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of him. We're going to mature in those places, and we will trust the God who has called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. I love it because God also allows us to understand that favor. And that favors with him and man. We see this type of favor throughout the Bible in different situations, especially in the life of Abraham. Even when Abraham was not walking according to God's will because of the plan and the purpose of God for his life, because of what God spoke concerning his destiny, God didn't allow his own failures to set him back to the place of no recovery. God allowed him to have favor. That even the king, when Abraham lied and said that Sarah was his sister and not his wife because he feared that the king would kill him and take his wife, God wouldn't allow the king to kill him. That God wouldn't allow any man in that kingdom in Egypt to kill him or to touch him and Sarah, but they blessed him. We see this also with David. David was running from Saul because Saul knew that David was his replacement. And so even in the cave of Adullam, when David went there, those 400 men that came there and all of the things that they were going through in their life and all of the places and areas themselves, they themselves were not where they needed to be. They came knowing that David had an assignment. And they put those things aside to join with him, showing him favor to help him win so that that victory for David was also their victory. And we see how God favored them throughout their lives and blessed them because of what they did for David to make the assignment of God be what it needs to be. When God has called you, then he will call people to come and stand with you, stand beside you, to gird you up so that you are able to finish the assignment of what God has told you, regardless of what they do, if they're there short-term or long-term, whatever it is that God has commissioned for them to do as a resource unto you, whether it's giving you information, providing something for you, standing with you, praying for you, whatever it is, God will cause those resources and those favors to produce in your life all that you need so that you can finish the assignment and the purpose of what he's called you for. So we're grateful unto the Lord. The Bible also lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, if we believe receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, then the blessings of Abraham are ours because of our faith. And so we're thankful unto the Lord that his hand is on our lives and that he's going to get the glory out of our lives and that he's going to work the purpose of his divine will for us. Today, in the time that we have remaining, we're just going to encourage you in the word renewal. The word renewal. We go through so much. We face so much every single day. There's something new we have to do. We have to solve problems. We have to be there. We have to encourage. We have to maintain life. We have to do all of these things. And we understand and know that the Bible talks about the new mercies that we have every single day, that we have new mercies. And we want those new mercies there every single day. But the Bible also talks about renewal. And sometimes we need to start speaking the word renewal over our daily activities, our daily lives, just the same way we thank God for the new mercies that we receive every single day, that he gives us a brand new mercy. He starts us back over again. We need to speak over ourselves the word renewal. When we look at the meaning of the word renewal, it means so many things in the natural and in the spirit. It means change into something new. It means something different or better. It's a word that causes us to understand a new appearance, a refreshing or fresh, restoring from the former state. It means to make again or to do again, something brand new or anew. It's a transfer. It's an exchange from one period to the next. It's bigger. It's perfection. It's to do it again, to replace, to replenish, to increase the life of. Or to replace something. It means to make effective for an additional period, to revive, to restore, to existence, to reestablish, to improve, to make strong again, to give a promise or even a vow again. And so we understand the word of God lets us know in Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It lets us understand that that there's a renewing that happens in our mind that we need. There's something that happens as we begin to say, Lord, I need a renewing of my mind. I need a renewing of my spirit. It lets us understand and know that God wants to cause us to have a renewing that brings change, that brings refreshing, that brings restoration to us from the old attitudes or the things that would try to come in, the old ideas. He wants to give us new ideas. He wants to give us new attitudes. He wants to give us what we need so that we not only can prove something, not only to ourselves, but those that are watching us, but what we're proving is the good and acceptable will of God, the perfect will of God, to accomplish something for the Lord so that he can accomplish something in us. We're proving that. Ephesians 4 and 23 and 24 also lets us understand that we are to be consistently renewed in the spirit of our mind, that we are to be refreshed mentally and spiritually with the right attitude. So we have to have that. We have to have that because this is how we allow the image of God, the effectiveness of God to be seen in us. There's an inner progress that we need to happen when we get daily renewals. There's a progress that happens innerly with us in joy, in strength when we get renewed, and we need that. We need that in ourselves. The Bible lets us understand and know that when we get renewed, there's a clean. When we say, "Lord, create in us a clean heart," that's a renewal. Renew in us. That means do it again. We're causing and asking God to do things in us that constantly bring a renewal that puts us and sets us back in alignment with him, that we understand that. Proverbs 19:7-19 talks about the law of the Lord that is perfect, that restores. God is letting us understand and know my word, my truth brings restoration, renewal, restore. It brings strength. It brings everything that you need when you begin to ask for renewal, when you begin to ask for the things that you need in yourself that he provides through his word. It makes us understand and know that we don't have to be anxious in the multitudes of our thoughts. We don't have to be anxious within ourselves when we have that renewal, because God will bring a cheerful delight to us, to our soul, to our mind. He will cause a renewal that happens that brings us to a place where we are at peace because of what he's going to do in our lives. We understand and know that as we do this, God strengthens the work of our hands by renewing us. He strengthens the work of our hands as we allow him to restore us. We need that restoration. We need that renewal. We need him to do that inside of us so that the enemy doesn't come in to steal, kill, and destroy. And I've said this many, many times. When a thief steals, he doesn't steal all of a sudden. Most of the time, a robber will steal all of a sudden. But a thief is someone who steals gradually, little by little, that you don't miss it, so they can continue to get what they need from you. And you don't want the enemy to steal your joy, your peace. When the Bible lets us understand and know we have a contract or a covenant with God that says we can ask for renewal, and that renewal can go in and do so much in our hearts and our minds and our bodies, giving us strength, giving us joy, giving us peace, causing our mind and our attitude and everything to be renewed and restored in the right perspective, in alignment to God's divine will. All we have to do is ask. And sometimes we get so busy asking for everything else that we forget to ask for God to renew us. And this is where this is what we need to do. Have God, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God to renew us so that we are not tattered down, beat down, feeling so frustrated, so weary under the weight and the pressures of all the things we face, when we have the power to declare and decree something with our mouths about renewal. God, renew me, restore me, build me up, strengthen me, make me over, give me joy for gladness, give me all the things that I need so that as I go forth in my day is productive, my spirit is productive. We have to make sure we set the time out to do this and make sure that we do it, because God knows what we need and he supplied it. He has supplied it when we go. When we go to him, when we ask him, we want him to restore the joy of our salvation and uphold us with his spirit. Restore the joy of what we hope and know is the truth about our salvation in Jesus Christ, that we are restored and renewed in a way that causes unspeakable joy to bubble up inside of us and give us what we need, because we understand that the law of God is perfect. It restores the whole person, that our testimony in God is sure. It makes the simple wise, that the precepts of God are right, rejoicing the heart, that the commandments of the Lord are pure and bright, enlightening the eyes, that the revelated fear of God is clean, enduring forever, and the ordinance of the Lord are true and righteous altogether, to be desired more than gold, than fine gold, than precious things, when we understand that the renewing of what we have in God goes and blesses us holistically in every area of our lives, in the spirit and in the natural. It blesses us. It causes things to happen in us that only God can when we ask. Throughout your day, remember to say, Lord, I need your renewing right here, right now. You don't have to wait to the end of the day. You don't have to wait to the beginning of the day, but throughout the day, you can say, Lord, I need you to renew me right now. And by faith, immediately, the Holy Spirit would do that, so that no weapon formed against us can prosper, that no thief can come in and steal what God is doing and has for us in this season and this time. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. I thank God for each and every one of you and how you tune in, how you listen diligently, and you are encouraged in your walk of faith. If you want to contact us on Instagram, you can do so at Abraham's_covenant. You also can contact me, Cheryl_Thaxton, on Instagram or on Facebook at Abraham's Covenant Tabernacle Praise International Ministries. We thank God that you are being blessed, and that you will continue to be blessed. Know that you've been made more than a conqueror. If God before you, who or what can be against you? You have to understand that this is all according to your faith. So be it unto you according to your faith. What you have the faith to believe, that is yours, and that you can receive in Jesus' name. God bless you until the next time, in Jesus' name. Oh.
Yeah.